just speaking to the gaffer there, and it was important to get that wee monkey off the back. It is still early in the season, but the first wins can be sticky to get, and you've got that out of the way now. So it was a hard fought win as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think the win played a big part in today's game. It was going to be scrappy, but it was important to get. The clean sheet was more important as well, and the 3 points off of the back of last weekend's performance against Peterhead. We played well and we just switched off for the last 10-15 minutes. It's caused us the 3 points altogether, but it was important to come here today and get all 3 points.
Was that in the minds sort of going into the later stages of the game today, and you're talking about you had the lead, you got the breakthrough to try and obviously keep a hold of it?
Yeah, we actually reminded ourselves on the park about 5-10 minutes to go how we felt in the dressing room after the game, and we were determined to keep this clean sheet, and we ended up doing it, so we just need to build on it from here.
And that draw at Peterhead doesn't look such a bad result when you see they beat East Stirling 4-1 today, and I think it would finish 4-1 anyway.
Yeah.
Just shows what this league's all about, isn't it?
It shows. It's going to be a really, really tight lead. At the end of the day, going to Peterhead and getting a point, if you look at the end of the season, it could be the point that could get us to the playoffs, it could be the point that could win us the league. But looking back on it now, we get 3 points now, and it's hopefully we can just make Elgin a tough place to come to now.
In terms of that Fermarton result, and you know, when it kind of sent some shockwaves through the place, really, that could that result potentially have sort of kicked you guys into gear, and it's a shock factor really to kind of turn things around?
Yeah, it was definitely. It's one of the games. I think the sending off completely changed the game, because I'm sure that if we had 11 men on the pitch, we'd have won that game. It never really caused as much bother until the sending off, and we still went for it. And we get punished for it, obviously. But now we just had to get that out of the system, and what better way to go to Peterhead to do it? And we got a good performance, and now we've just built on it from there on now.
The break's probably coming at a bad time, really, because you'd be wanting to kind of get straight back into action and building this.
Yeah, that's what he says in the dressing room there. It was just, I don't understand the break for like other division things like that. But as you say, it's came at the wrong time, but we'll be training or playing a game on Saturday anyway, no doubt. Then we'll just need to build on it again.
Was the spirit I was high in the camp in terms of, like, you know, when you went 4 games to win, was it?
Well, yeah, we've got belief in the team, we've got belief in the players that's come in, and it's the confidence was never low. Sometimes it maybe look 5-10 minutes into a game, it's nervous, but both teams on the part are always going to be like that 5-10 minutes into a game, but I'm sure that we'll be confident enough to go in now and get a wee run of wins in.
I know you were determined to get back into action after the nose break and everything. I mean, how much of a setback was that for you?
Well, I was meant to take 3 weeks out. I just gave it a week out as soon as I got it set back into place, and I was determined to back out the next